So we're holding here towards the end of the letter now. And so he had said before that the person does not have a chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh. He said if a person is Moisa Nefesh, he has char, but he doesn't have to. He says that a person should not take it as a blank heter to believe in everything. On the one hand, he has to understand that whatever mitzvah he does, whatever small thing, you know, anything is mechuyav to do is has a tremendous amount of value. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give any bulk discounts for averis. Like if you do a dozen averis, you don't get off. So even if he's has to be over X amount of averis because of einus, he doesn't have any ptur and any heter for any other ones. Now he says, I want to tell you what I feel you ought to do. V'eitzah shnei yoytzah al oyaveh l'mevakesh. Mipneni eitzah, sheyeitzah v'makom. So he has to leave these places. V'yelech l'makom shukhal ha-hamid dosoy. L'kayim tosoy v'l'oynes. He has to leave and go to a place where he can keep Yiddishkeit without problems. In other words, the heter here is not, okay, it's not l'chatchila. It's not, you know, it's just saying that there's no chiv meisa nefesh. But if a person's Yiddishkeit is valuable to him, to stay in that place is a terrible statement. Now, I mean, people don't realize, in the Spanish Inquisition, people also had the choice to leave Spain and go. First and foremost, it was a gerush. They were told they have to leave. Imagine, so today, because people own apartments in different places of the world, so he can own a place in Israel, and he owns a place here, and he owns a place there. We don't understand, and everything is very, very liquid and so on. But, you know, imagine a person is 40, 50 years old, he's built up a business with a home and everything, and he has to go at the age of 50 to a place that he doesn't know the language, has no network, has no possessions with him. They only allow the X amount of possessions or whatever, and no chance. So basically, at the age of 50, the sign is you have to go and become a beggar, sleep on park benches with your family, and be a beggar, basically. There's nothing else. I mean, imagine, Chassan Ahonsan, we had to go to Afghanistan. Imagine Afghanistan would be the safe place, and this would not be. So, I mean, you don't know anything, you're starting no place, you're going, it's very, very hard for people. It was in Germany, people could get out of Germany way before, from when Hitler came to power to when you couldn't get out of Germany, it was a long time. And for many of the people, the idea of leaving Germany, first of all, the fact that it was so acculturated, was very, very difficult for them to leave. They felt very German. They also, you know, the businesses were there, the money was there, the language. If they had come to America, they'd be poor people living off of charity of sorts. And maybe they would succeed making a business, maybe not. So there was no, it's not so simple. We had neighbors in Israel, Azabira. They were wealthy Iranian Jews who owned penthouses. And when the Shah fell and Khomeini came to power, they ran away to Israel. They lived there, and they had a small business. They were quite wealthy people in Iran, and they had like a small little haberdashery store in Hove Strauss. I remember it, and they were there a few years, and then they paid someone to smuggle them back into Iran. And someone asked them, "What are you doing?" They said, "We just can't live like this. It's not the way we're used to living, and it's not us. And you know, it is dangerous in Iran. It's not so safe, but we'll take our chance and just in order to retain our status, our living status." So the sign is, it's a more sign of b'chol ma'idecha. It wasn't that easy to travel either, but b'chol ha'ifin, there was a sign of people, and he said, So he said, but the eitzah of what to do, I'm telling you, is leave your place. V'yelach l'mokum shiuchol ha'midosu l'kayim terosu b'lo'ines. Lo yifchad. He shouldn't be scared. V'yazov beisov bonav v'chol ha'shaloi. He needs to leave everything, even let's say his family doesn't want to come with him. Ki dos Hashem ha'shehinchol lo'y g'doylo. Because the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is big. V'chiyuva koydem l'kol ilu ha'mikrim ha'bzuyim b'einem ha'skilim. And its obligation is supersedes all the other stuff that people think are important. Shem einem oimdim. Because whatever it is that a person thinks is important doesn't last. V'tzavos Hashem hi she'amedes. It's the tzivah Hashem is the only thing that stands forever. V'loy oid. El afil shtei ha'yores mi Yisrael. If you have a choice living in two places, one is a little bit more, one is more medactic in mitzvahs than the other one. He needs to leave the Medina that's not so good and go to Medina that's good. Living in a place that there's a strong, it's an obligation to go to a place where the kima mitzvahs and dikta mitzvahs is best. Ukvar is hiru chazal shelo yodo adam b'medina she'im basar tzadikim. A person shouldn't live in a place that doesn't have 10 tzadikim chasidim. Now there is, he quotes as a medrash, there is not the all the different people have a hard time finding the chazal. There's something in Pirkei Rabbeinu that's sort of similar to this, but like upon it, that's, he quotes it, that and the raya is ve'viu raya zem yistoyim yachsiv la yimotz Hashem asara. So he says v'chol zek shi'ar medinas Yisrael, and this is all when we're talking about places inhabited by Jews. So there's also a chiyuv to pick and choose a makom that's starker. Avim hoya makom and agoyim v'Yisrael oymit sham. But if it's a makom of goyim, you know, that don't let you give mitzvahs, and Yisrael remains there. Allah has kama v'kama shuchay v'lotzis moisim makom v'lotzimong tarif. He certainly needs to leave that place and go to a good place. V'kol shekein k'shu'e neyim olav shleishav shom klal. And certainly, if they're trying hard to make him not keep the mitzvahs, in other words, even if it's just a question of hashpa, it's not good to live amongst the goyim. Person needs to live amongst people that are good people, halacha people, and certainly amongst nations that the person is that they're out to stop from doing mitzvahs. So calls can share a name all of when you know when they're paying attention to him. Even though there's a danger in going, until he leaves the place that he can't keep Yiddishkeit, until he reaches a place that is a makom toiv. Ukva pirish adanivim shekol adar ben akoyfim shukamoysam. The Nevi'im said that if you live between people that are koyfim, you like them. V'chein amdor ha'sholom ki gershuni hayom yistapeh p'nachas Hashem leima leich avoid alhim acherim. So David HaMelech was chased away from Eretz Yisrael. He was running. And he calls it, I've been chased away from living at Yisrael. I am being sent off to worship Avodah Zarah. Hine shokol dirosa ben agoyim koyf Avodah Zarah. He's living amongst the goyim. It's as if, because, like the Rambam says, the famous Rambam in Deis, that a person is nimshach after his surroundings, and a person's surroundings have an effect on him, and he'll be affected by it. And if a person doesn't, so if a person remains amongst, or if he goes to live amongst the Olam, then he is he's going to be drawn into it. Now, the general idea of this is in cases where a person does it as an assign of wealth, the mashal in the places that there's more paid on Torah mitzvahs, houses are not so nice, and it's difficult to live there. So that's one reason why a person would choose to live in a different place that's much schwacher, even amongst goyim, because he can afford a nice house, a very fancy house, and there's not one to be had in the other places. Another reason is lehedir, the person wants to be part of that culture, the high culture, and the important people, and so on. But those are two not good reasons, and why a person forfeits living amongst Shlom Emuni Yisrael, and it does not do him good. Like the Rambam says, a person is mushpa by his surroundings. A person should recoil from things that are bad and the people that engage in it, and he should be drawn to things that are good and so on. So there's a sense of the idea that I can like a person who is an avarian and in the world of mitzvahs, because he's a nice fellow, he's got class or whatever it is, that shows that he himself doesn't have that sense of tevura. I'm partner with anyone who's Yirei Shemayim. V'chei matzinu b'avrom she'moas mishpachta mekoyimu borach latzanaf shen ha'sakayfrim. Avram Avinu ran away from them to get from his family so that he wouldn't be mushra from them. V'chol ze k'sholi yichfo selasos k'masehem. This is all talking about where no one is even forcing him. You're just amongst them, and they're kind of in a nice way. They're being mashpia. So over there we have all these inyanim that it's not appropriate and so on and so forth. But in a situation where they're forcing him to be over the mitzvahs, you're not allowed to stay there. It's not just it's nicer, it's better, it's preferable, you ought to do it. The person needs to keep going until he can find a place where he can keep Torah and mitzvahs appropriately. The world is a big world. In other words, there's places, you'll find a place that's right. And what about the people that tiny have a family that they can't leave? A person, I think what he means to say with it is, a person is responsible for himself first and foremost. Now, I don't think he's talking about family in the sense where it's little kids that are tullying him. If they're tullying him and they can't move, they're too fragile, whatever, it's a very different cheshbon. I don't think he means to imply that just because they'll help him walk away. I think he means if it's just kind of he wants to be part of the family, not kids that are so young that he's responsible for them. So for that he says, listen, at the end of the day, you're responsible for yourself. And it's sort of I guess it's like light. You know, when his daughter-in-law thought he was crazy and so on. Okay, you save yourself. But omnom lefi daiti yochodom salkmalo ba'isem mila shayme she'lahoydis leiseish. He says, let me tell you practically what I think is the best eitzah. Tell the person, convert pro forma. And then go to Eretz Yisrael and live there. He shouldn't remain in a place that they're trying to shmat him. A person that remains there is not a real onus. An onus means I have no choice. But if you have a choice, you can't call yourself an onus. There's The Chazal speak about the ikadach achrina, lekadach achrina. It doesn't have to be honest the fascist, but it just there is no eitzah, there's no eitzah. But if there's an eitzah, but it's a difficult one, then you can't say to yourself that you're an onus. Those who say they're going to wait there because Mashiach is going to come and take him out. And he says, you know what? We'll wait for Mashiach, and when he comes, we'll mitzarif. Ve'elu oivrim heim ve'enai. I think those people are bali averis. Umiramim atzom machtim zulasan. They're fooling themselves and being macht to other people. They're sort of comforting themselves with something is, it's like they're not doing what they're supposed to do because it's too difficult. So they sort of prava from kite that Mashiach's around the corner, Mashiach's around the corner, and so on. Valeim oma never shalom, and that's what the Navi says. Vayirapu esheva bas ami al nikalo leim shalom shalom vein shalom. They're trying to heal the problems of Klal Yisrael superficially, easy, and they're saying, yeah, it's good, everything's okay, everything's okay. It's not okay. Ki ein zman kotzel bias haMashiach. We don't have a zman for Bias Mashiach, and we can't bank on it. We don't have the right to say, okay, we're waiting for Mashiach, and Mashiach's here any minute, immediately, and that's where we're going. We don't know. We don't have it, and you don't have the right to wait for that. You can't say, well, I'm waiting for Mashiach, and that's when I'll do mitzvahs. Now, it's basically you're telling yourself, you're going to stay in Avaya until Mashiach comes. There was a person I knew from Montreal, a very, very fine person. He's passed away this past year. And he said, I don't know what years he was in Montreal, and Chabad wanted to open up a yeshiva. So people didn't want because it would take away from the local meisters, typical stuff, they had already their schools that were struggling, they had this was struggling, another yeshiva would take away. So the Zikner Yir sat down with the Chabad Yeshiva and they said, okay, but 3 years, you must sign that 3 years you're going to do fundraising outside Montreal. No fundraising inside Montreal. If that works, then fine. That means that you have outside support, and you're bringing into the city and so on. And if the 3 years are part of the city, and that's fine. So the person, the head of the yeshiva, told him, listen, I have no problem with that. But he said, I have an emunah issue. He says, I can't, in my heart, I cannot write 3 years. I know Mashiach's around the corner. And for Yid not to write as if he could make long-term plans without acknowledging that Mashiach is, hine, it's shtickle by me, it's lacking in the Emunah Mashiach. So the city elders were a little bit in a quandary. They were not happy. On the other hand, when somebody comes to the Frumtaina, it's a Frumtaina, it's a Frumtaina. So one of them was like had a brilliant spark, and he turns to him and says, you're right 100%, sign that until Mashiach comes you're not doing any collecting in town. That's fine. So I think they sort of dropped their frumkite very, very quickly, and they went, I think they went back to the 3 year thing. He says, there's a mitzvah and there's a chiyah to my Mashiach comes and so on. It's not a substitute for doing what you have a chiv to do. I mean, somebody won't buy tefillin, will say Mashiach will bring him the tefillin, and so on. All that stuff. And it has nothing to do with, you have a chiv now to do it.
Ve'acha shenasen chayavnu,
He says, the Chi of Mitzvahs is the Chi of Mitzvahs. Malach HaMashiach is Malach HaMashiach. We're mechuyev to engage in activities that we're mechuyev to engage because the Torah told us. If we'll be fortunate to see Malach HaMashiach, fantastic. If not, Lev Sadna Klum. We gained Aval, Im Yamad Adam Im Kremis Sheroi Mehen, Kateh Poyer to Pasik Mehem. If a person stays in a place where he sees Torah is disappearing, Vamin Yoivad Kavura Shanim, and the Kal Yisrael is disintegrating and disappearing from there through attrition one way or another. Vehu Eino Yochel Ahamid Dasoy, and he is not a personality that converts the tide. I'll wait till Mashiach comes. That's very, very bad-hearted person. Basically allowing Torah and Mitzvahs to be bottled. The Ibud Gadol. So he's very strong that obviously the people there are obligated to move on. They can't sit back. If living a Torah life is valuable to you, then to excuse yourself with the fact that, no, I'm an oinus here, and Moshe's on the corner anyway. And when it comes to the world of the obligation of ruchnius, of Torah and mitzvah, etc., a person needs to treat it on his terms. It's a chiyuv. We have a chiyuv ishtadlus and asiyah as if it's ours. That has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the one doing the mitzvahs, we're doing the mitzvahs. And therefore, he says, the person has a chiyuv to go to a place where things will be good. There's an interesting sentence that he throws into this mix. He says, if he's in a place where religion is disintegrating and so on, and he says he sees over here that Aminya Veda Varshadim Vahu Eno Yochel Lehamidasai, and he doesn't have the ability to reverse the process and make changes. So the Rambam here says that there is an exclusion for the person that has what it takes to make changes, to be mashpia. And then I guess the person needs to give up things in order to be mashpia if he has those kochos, and then he can stay there. So for the person who can be mashpia can stay, the other people not. There's a famous expression in the Gemara that has been used sort of colloquially. It's the Gemara speaks about a sakin of shechita that it should become treif because you shechtin beis abliya, and it absorbs the blood, and the blood's coming out, the blood's going in, and so on. So the Gemara says in Chulin, yes, the Gemara says, I did a treaty lifloit lemivli, since we are shechting in the neck, the blood is spritzing outwards. It's not absorbing. In other words, anytime you have a flow, you can't go against the direction of flow. It's going outwards. So if a person's relationship to a society is b'teres mashpia, then he's also not mushpa. I once said, a long time ago actually, there are two mishalim about the relative merit and weight of different people, and you say one expression is even one black spot on a white garment destroys the garment, and it renders it worthless. And one expression is, one small candle lights up an entire room, chases away the darkness from an entire room. So, you know, one mashal implies that if something is not 100% perfect, it already has problems in it. And one's yesod is that as long as somebody's being mashpia, it doesn't, you know, he could be mashpia on everybody. And the answer really is that critical piece. There are some people whose Yiddishkeit is a pchina of, you know, it's white, pure, nice. So if there's even one spot of ink on it, if it gets soiled in any way, it's disastrous. If a person is a mashpia, if it's like a candle, so there, you're the one that's on the offensive and chasing everything else away in a certain sense, or bring it back, or however you want to call it. So there is a difference. So that's what Rambam says here. If the person is not a mashpia, then he should leave. It's interesting, there's a story with Chaznish also. Chaznish had a way of sort of turning a phrase. There was a person that wanted or needed to move to Cholon. Cholon is a fairly secular city next to Bnei Brak, not far from Bnei Brak. But in those days, I mean, Cholon is a very Israeli, a modern, you know, not modern, it's an Israeli Chiloni place. And Bnei Brak is Bnei Brak. And somebody, for whatever was had pressure to move there, and he told the Chazon Ish, how can I move to Cholon? I'm a type of person that I must have Haredi Chinuch for my children. And the Chazon Ish told him, Minei Ubei, if you must have a Haredi education for your children, then they will have it. The word, by definition, must, means that you'll make it happen. So long as it's possible, you'll make it happen. So they bus kids in here, bring kids in there, and whatever. But his expression, Chazon Ish told him, was, if you're a person that must have Haredi education, then you're the right person to move there, because you'll see to it that there is. Hamina Hamishi. The fifth point, fifth section. Afarish po echroy lo odum los atzabeli mashmat. How should a person see himself in this tkufa? So he says, Yechayev kol misha in a yochel lotzeit ne misha los divas upon us a yamim. Ve'oim voisem a koimis, she yira atzachal shamayim. So, bottom line, if a person doesn't leave because of the dangers of the ocean, which I guess in his world was sort of not obvious, because nefesh, if it's been forced, because nefesh person doesn't have to do it, but it was dangerous. It had some coefficient of danger to it. He should see himself in Mechal Shemaim. So he stays there, he has the ability to go, but it's just difficult. He said it's not 100% Chil Hashem, Loi Beratzen Mamish, Aval Korv Liyos Beratzen, but it's within the framework of Ratzen. Veshehu Nozuf, and he's in Cheirim, L'fei Amokim. V'nenash Aroya Maisev. And he'll be punished for this. V'imzeh, together with this thought, Yeh B'daitoi, Shem otzem mitzvahs, Shashem yis'ala yichpo schar aleihem. But if he does any mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me more schar. Shulo os Hashem shayim bolvat. I mean, when you're in a situation where it's dangerous to mitzvahs, you tend to do them only Shem Shemayim. When Oizel could get a schar to Yisrael b'shor ha-shor se mitzvahs. He's not looking to be a schar to Yisrael and ever should say, wow, look at him keeping the mitzvahs in this tkufa. When a doy meschar m'shor se mitzvah b'li pachar schar m'shor se iso. The schar of somebody who lives in fear is great. If people will find out that he's still a practicing Jew, he will be killed and everything will be taken away. Valdimians azeh hazman oima shemisala. And regarding a tkufa like this, the pasuk says, "Ki sidrishena b'chol levav chol nafshecha." You know, if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul, it means even when things are extraordinarily difficult. The b'chol levav chol nafshecha is not just search very hard. It means search at the hardest time, hardest place. So a person needs to keep looking to get out, but while he's in, whatever he's mekayim is tremendous char. Vigam Keni says, "Ein royu leharchik mechale Shabbos v'limaseisom." Generally, he's saying it is not appropriate to be merachik mechale Shabbos. What we should do is be mekarv the mizad to do mitzvahs. That even Chazal say, even if a person did averus b'mezid, when he does come to shul tam mekadon oisay, you're supposed to reach out, accept him, and not be merging sign. Shlomo said, "Don't humiliate the Ganav because he stole." And the person means don't cast aspersion on, or don't humiliate, don't downspeak to someone who needed to. You know, he's trying to do mitzvahs. He wants to do mitzvahs. Whatever it is that he may or may not be missing out, you need to your attitude to him needs to be positive. I guess it's Kirov has like a Rambam here. I mean, that's what he says. That even somebody he says who's pesher b'tzoynei, kishiyav b'saknes espal mekamli, so you mekabel him. So I don't know if this is something that he's sticking in as an addendum. He's saying, well, listen, you know, your case we spoke about, but now let me tell you, generally speaking, not somebody with such a, you know, with such a fantastic story, but just a general Mechal Shabbos walks in, the appropriate thing is also to treat him nicely, menschlach. I mean, the deeper knach is also, even though sometimes it's contradictory, but the things that a person does, even if he's a gan of whatever it is, the things that he does good come from a good place. There's an neshama in everybody, and that neshama wants to do mitzvahs. His messing up in bchira is that he doesn't. The other side never gets to want what it wants, or maybe it does. But akapanim, the person himself, when he does the mitzvah, means well, means good. That's where you have to look at it. Another Rambam says, "Umayoyim shegalina matzein al pasim and shmat." Since we've been galus, there's never been a tkufa without shmat. Kiminu reinu gudalnu ka'av umibetin ima yancheinu. Akash Baruch has led us from young, and the Rambam may very well be talking about himself. The Rambam's early years were wandering years to find a safe place. He was escaping Spain. Even though Spain now honors him on all sorts of wonderful things, but he had to leave Spain. V'chol ha'talmud oimesh shmoda avid debatel, Hashem v'atazim aleinu v'ikayim, v'imeinu ma'ashenema v'yoma yibesa yidu ma'ashem, yivakish savoy nisol v'inenu, v'eschatas yudu v'imtsenu, k'esach sh'asher ken yirotz. Okay, any questions? So I suggest a few things. I suggest we start the next one, Zigeris Taimon. That seems to be the next major one. However, like this, next Tuesday I can't learn. So